All right, we have the Lord of Bang, Reefer Madness. So how do we get from hiding weed from the cops, much less our parents, to having parents who legally indulge, sometimes in front of their kids? Cannabis has had a really long and occasionally rocky past. But now, for a lot of folks, it's not a whole lot different than alcohol. I'm Patty Steele. From Reefer Madness to a casual smoke with friends, how did that happen? That's next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, if we're being honest, we all have stuff in our lives that drive us crazy. Maybe it's a job, a difficult relationship, or love interest. Or honestly, it can just be the state of this crazy world we live in. For me, it's all three of those things at times. A lot of times it's not a big deal, but in the moment, it sure feels like it is, right? So how do you come to terms with those stressors and not let the negativity weigh you down? For me, therapy has always been a haven where I can open up, talk about what's eating at me, and trust that this person will be honest, understanding, and discreet. Therapy isn't just for folks who've had major trauma. It's for you and me, so we can be at peace and become the best version of ourselves. When I connected with a terrific therapist at BetterHelp, she asked some on-point questions, and I actually heard myself working through some of the issues I'd kept bottled up. What a relief. If you've considered therapy, I can't recommend BetterHelp enough. It's completely online, so it's convenient, flexible, fits your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Take it from me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Backstory is back. Weed was demonized for generations, but its backstory is pretty captivating. It goes back thousands of years, and up until the 20th century, most people had no problem with it. 3,000 years ago in the Middle East, records show that people would gather in a large sort of tent and throw bunches of cannabis onto a fire. One observer wrote, "It delighted them, and they shouted for joy." I'll bet. Hindus in India, Assyrians, Greeks, and Romans all used weed for health problems, including pain, arthritis, depression, menstrual issues, inflammation, lack of appetite, and asthma. And it was celebrated by early Greek and Roman doctors for its mood-enhancing ability. It was also used for religious purposes. In fact, Hindus gave Shiva, one of their supreme gods, the title the Lord of Bang, their word for weed, because they thought the cannabis plant was his favorite food. I love that. Bang, pretty apt title, right? Let's head forward to the 19th century. If you were dealing with pain or any number of physical or mental issues, cannabis was considered a medical marvel, and it was also used by adults and children to stop convulsions, treating epilepsy, Parkinson's, MS, and what they called tremors. So what the heck happened? Well, now it's the early 1900s, and we see the beginning of weed's descent from medical marvel to a vilified substance. Why did that all happen? Excellent question. Well, it was fueled by racism, politics, and fear. It was associated with African-American jazz clubs and also Mexican immigrants. In fact, the term marijuana, with its Mexican-Spanish roots, was popularized to help fuel this fear in those days, making cannabis look foreign and dangerous. And then came the 1930s and Reefer Madness, a film that was the epitome of all the fear surrounding weed. It basically told everybody that if you used weed, you'd turn into a psycho nutjob. They said it incited violence, madness, and immorality. And within a year, the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937 pretty much criminalized cannabis for decades to come. But who was behind all this? Sure, there were the religious and social groups that had also pushed for the prohibition on alcohol, which, by the way, had been legalized once again just a couple of years earlier. But it was more than that. First, you had thousands of people, including enforcement agents, who suddenly realized they had nothing else to fight. With alcohol off the table, they wanted to work, especially in the midst of the Great Depression. Ah, weed is a perfect target. But most nefariously, you had the liquor industry. Pot, weed, marijuana, whatever you called it, had become a major competitor for liquor producers during Prohibition, and they wanted it out of the way. So the movie Reefer Madness became a massive propaganda tool for the liquor industry to fight the use of weed for folks who just wanted to get festive or relax. Liquor producers wanted to own that category. Thus, the push to demonize a plant that had been used medicinally and for religious and cultural celebrations for thousands of years. But it went a whole lot further. We get to the 1970s and President Nixon declared a war on drugs, categorizing cannabis, right with heroin and cocaine, as a Schedule I drug, calling it an enemy of the American people. And that war was not just on substances, but on the communities that used them. Now, on the other hand, the 60s and 70s counterculture embraced weed as a symbol of peace, love, and rebellion. The hippie movement, which was all about freedom and spiritual awakening, embraced cannabis with music festivals like Woodstock, which celebrated weed culture, calling it a natural and harmless high. And that began the gradual shift in public perception. Weed became a muse for all sorts of musical genres, from rock and roll to reggae, hip-hop. Bands like the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and the Grateful Dead often celebrated cannabis in their music and lifestyles. It became a symbol of rebellion, a way to reject societal norms and embrace that culture of peace and love. Then rappers like Snoop Dogg, Cypress Hill, and Wiz Khalifa began celebrating cannabis in their lyrics and even became entrepreneurs in the growing cannabis industry. And from a medical standpoint, in 1996, California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana. That opened the floodgates for research and showed weed's potential for treating chronic pain, epilepsy, and even reducing the growth and spread of certain cancers. Pretty amazing. Today, the cannabis culture here in America is evolving at an unprecedented pace. It's a booming industry, with dispensaries, cafes, and even cannabis-infused restaurants sprouting up. Once again, it's recommended by doctors to treat all sorts of illnesses and other physical and mental issues. It's celebrated through art, music, and festivals, kind of like the wine industry. Is it hard to embrace the change in thinking for some? Yes, it's understandable. But remember this, as recently as 300 years ago, tomatoes were vilified. Why? Because aristocrats mostly ate them off of pewter plates. And it turns out pewter is infused with lead, and the acid in tomatoes leached the lead into the fruit and led to a lot of deaths of prominent people from lead poisoning. Big shots dying after eating tomatoes? They must be evil. Of course, nobody really understood why, and they just thought tomatoes were poison. So you see, a lack of understanding is what leads to misinformation about so many things in our lives. And now the stigma about weed is being lifted. That change is part of the ever-changing tapestry of American values. Cannabis is slowly being rebranded as a lifestyle choice and a wellness trend, a major shift from the days of reefer madness. Hope you're enjoying The Backstory with me, Patty Steele. Please, please subscribe. And if you have a story you'd like me to dig into and share, feel free to DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premiere Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know.